Welcome to Weldcast, a digital project from the High Plains Library District. This project records, documents, and preserves the rich artistic history of Weld County and its residents through storytelling. The stories are stored digitally and are available to all users online at weldcast.com.
Colin McCann, when he wrote the book Let the Great World Spin, he talked about the texture of otherness when he interviewed people for his book in New York City. And Lincoln Park Library is a tapestry of the texture of otherness. We see people of all walks of life. The diversity is just always very interesting in how people interact in this very different world from some of the other libraries.
What does it mean to say goodbye to a place? That was Cindy Osborne, the current manager of the Lincoln Park Library, remembering the library's former home at the corner of 9th Avenue and 7th Street in downtown Greeley. It was a place that brought people together, nurtured generations of children, and embedded itself in the character of a community. And on this episode of Weldcast, we remember this place, the Lincoln Park Library. A familiar sight for anyone who spent time in downtown Greeley for the last 40 plus years, the library opened in 1968 as the Greeley Public Library in the east wing of the new Civic Center complex, sharing a wing with the Greeley Municipal Museum. In 1990, the library merged with the Weld Library District and became the Lincoln Park Branch. And so it existed until 2016, when the library and the rest of the building that was once known as Greeley's Civic Center Complex will be replaced by a modern hotel and conference center. The interviews in this episode were conducted by Jamie Lowen at one of the final gatherings to commemorate Lincoln Park Library, and they tell a story of a building that became much more than brick and mortar to the people who worked there. Our first interview subject, Margaret Langley, remembers a place where the staff felt like a family, even while they were in the middle of some pretty big changes.
I have worked for this library district since this library was Greeley Public. I started in May of 1985, and I worked at Lincoln Park, which was Greeley Public when I started, and I was here until we built the Farr Library. Lincoln Park was the best place to work, especially the year before the merger. Between City Library and officially becoming a branch, right? Yeah, the staff here was a family. We did a lot of things as a group, and we just enjoyed working together. We did, I was going to tell you about our golf tournaments every summer. We did them about 3 or 4 years in a row. We would pick a Friday night in the summer, and we would go to, that's back when they still had miniature golf, and we would go have a golf tournament, and actually we had pizza first. It was the pizza golf ice cream. Everybody in the staff, yeah, there were all of maybe 11 or 12 of us. Charlene and Sue Safrick, Lois Brown, who's now in Johnstown, was part of the group, Flo and Tuna. Those are the ones that are still around who did that. The others have either retired or moved on. Yeah. But it was just a family time, and it was interesting. The merger was interesting because our director at that time was a well-known name in Greeley, or in libraries in Colorado. It was Jamie LaRue. And Jamie knew that the future of this library was going to be with the district. And so he was working to get the merger to happen, to change this library from a member to a branch. And he knew that he wouldn't have a job when that happened, because The director of the district at that time was Luella Kennison, and she was doing a fantastic job. And he knew that. So he knew once the change happened, he would have to look for another job because he wasn't a person who could be an assistant. He was the director kind of person. So he started putting out job feelers, and he got a job very quickly, and he actually left in May. And, Shirley Stinson was the other name I wasn't thinking of. Shirley was our reference librarian that time, and when we were without a director, she would take over. And she also left. She decided to go back to school the same time Jamie left. So that left this branch, or this library, with no chiefs. We were all Indians, essentially. And the head of the cultural affairs department that time was Jill Rosentrater. And Jill had just gotten permission, or they started, the building of the UCCC. And that was Jill's dream. So her focus, we thought, was the building of that building over there. So as long as the library was running all right, she kind of left us to do it. And that was fun because it was just the group, and we all kind of decided what role we wanted to take, and we provided library services for about 6 months because the merger didn't happen until the end of the year, about in December sometime. So it was a kind of a nice time for us, and it was fun getting fired and hired within a minute. Jill came along and gave us the letter, says, sorry, you're fired from the city. And Luella came along and says, you're hired by the district, which is, it's just a fun thing. For a while there, we were known as Weld Library District Downtown Branch. And we had some very creative people, Charlene and Lois, of course, being the ringleaders in that. And Charlene, I think it was Lois, had T-shirts made that had that jingle. She set it to music to the tune of Weld Library District Downtown Branch, doo-dah, doo-dah. So we all got doo-dah T-shirts because we were the downtown branch for a while until they decided on Lincoln Park. So that's kind of a fun transition time for this facility. But, I guess what I really remember about the whole thing, I was, it's been 30-some years, but when I started working here, this library was still in pretty much the dark ages. They were using the old Brodart punch card manual system. And this was mid-80s. It had never adopted the microfilming or those kinds of processes. Miss Fromm, I guess, never wanted to change during her tenure, and she was here a long time. So we were still using we punched date due cards every night. We, everybody had the little library card with the plate number. So you had to take the cards out of the book, punch their number. We manually filed that. We manually typed catalog cards. We manually typed all of the overdue notices. Everything was manual. But then when Jamie got the job as the director, he decided it was time for computers. And so that's where, if you look at some people's library cards, or I don't know if any of the books, you'll see a 23038 or a 33038 that starts instead of the 23455 numbers. That's the old Greeley Public number. And I still have my card. I still have my number 8. I had number 8. All the staff people got 1 through like 10, 11, 12. I had number 8. Jamie had 1. And I had 8, and I still have that card. Yeah, I still have my old Greeley Public card. I don't have one of the ones with the blue cards with the plate. That one I don't have, but I do have my original computer card.
My name is Charlene Parker. I have been working for the library district since I was 25 years old. And I have to say, sometimes I feel sheepish about this because it's really not the way that the world works anymore. Most people spend, 5 or less years at a job, and eventually they settle in and, you know, kind of finish out their careers. And I really started kind of at the bottom of the tier, which was back then circulation assistant. You did everything. So you checked in books and you shelved books. You prepared books to go on the shelf. So you were typing catalog cards. You were covering books. You did a little bit of everything. And so there was this really good variety. The other thing that was interesting is I kind of happened onto this job when libraries were in transition. You know, libraries had kind of run like they always had for probably 50 years. You know, you had, well, you know, there were books, you had a card catalog, you stamped, you know, you had some form of stamping the way to bring the book back. They were quiet places. So I kind of came at a time when libraries were in transition. And I hadn't been here more than a year or two before, you know, there were murmurings of going on the computer. And at that time, I was one of the younger, you know, I was one of the younger staff. And so when it came time to start doing data entry, because we had to take every title list, we had to use the title list and enter it into the computer, they suggested the young one do it. And I think it was because, they really didn't think computers were going to last. And so we'll just give it to Charlene. So I started this path of, you know, doing data entry, which was really pretty boring. And I didn't really know where it was going. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And it was, you know, it took a long time, and there were actually days when I could practically fall asleep doing it. You know, I had one eye open and one eye closed. But from that, then I guess a significant event that happened was the director that hired me retired about 5 to 6 years after I came. It was Esther Fromm. She was a lovely lady. You know, but she had come up through the ranks, been, you know, a World War II Depression era child. And so I think she recognized that it was time for her to retire. So then we did hire Jamie LaRue, and Jamie was very eager to go on the computer. So that's when things kind of picked up a little bit. And at that point, he decided that, yeah, Charlene and another person could coordinate the efforts of getting now the books actually ready to check out. And so all that work that I had done for several years, the shelf list, they all got then, through the magic of computers, transferred to the barcode. And each barcode that we got was unique to a certain book. And so we literally got thousands of these computer sheets with these barcodes on them. And so we had to figure out how we were going to get those barcodes onto the right books. So another coworker and I figured out a way to get these volunteers, figured out how to organize them, and we tagged every single book in this library with the barcodes. Because Jamie had no fear of this, and one of the highest compliments I ever probably got from him was because he took me over to data processing and showed me the whole thing, and he said, you know, you're really good at picking this stuff up. But we went live with the system the first day of summer reading. And so I always laugh when people talk about the stress of summer reading, because we were stressed out, you know, all these people coming, and we were doing this new system. So, we survived it. And then, you know, from there on, amazing things went on with the computers, and libraries changed drastically.
Well, I'm Flo Antuna, and I've been with the district, I believe it's going to be 25 years.
Just 25 years.
Next month, yeah. I started at Lincoln Park, worked at Lincoln Park for 10 years. I had been working in a bank, and I don't know, I actually went on JobLine, and and I go, wait, and the qualifications looked, right. I go, yeah, I've got that, man, right. You know, so I thought, I'll give it a shot, and yeah, I went through a couple interviews, right. and to my surprise, and I loved it. It was just amazing, yeah. So I really can't say that I really had a really bad day working here. The staff was just amazing. I just appreciated the sense of humor and the funny antics, and they'd have these running gags through the years. It was there for a while. We had a very funny supervisor and manager at that time, and Charlene Parker, when I started, it was Melanie Joaquez, and then Marlene, there you go, another M name. Marlene Elder took her place. But they were just so funny together, and they had this running gag with these birds. They were abusing these little, like stuffed animals and chickens and doing funny things to them, you know. And we'd also have like a summer get together, usually at someone's home, or it was just like a family, really. Family atmosphere.
Yes, I am Sharon Floor. I've worked for the district for 30-some years in all kinds of various positions, and graduated from UNC and have lived in Greeley most of my life. So here is my little Lincoln Park story to share with you. Several years ago, the administration decided that some of us in similar positions should trade library locations where we worked. So my example was, I was in the children's department, supervisor of the children's department at Centennial Park, and Charlene Parker was head of children's department at Lincoln Park Library. So they decided it would be a good idea, I guess, for us as staff, as well as the public, to see us trade places and learn about the other collections and patrons, so forth, at other locations. So here I come to Lincoln Park Children's Department to spend a week. Sounds pretty easy. Don't need a tour, don't need any training, been there, done that, the children's stuff. But a couple of the first questions I got while being in that department were, where's the pencil sharpener? I have no idea. I have a name tag on, and yes, I work here. I have no idea where the pencil sharpener is. Okay, so we'll figure out that answer. Next question. Well, I've been searching the shelves and I can't find the Encyclopedia Brown mystery books, or the series of Encyclopedia Brown. Well, let me help you out with that. They should be alphabetical, like everything is in the library, under the author's name. Well, no. Does Lincoln Park have Encyclopedia Brown books? Yes, they do, but theirs are separated into a mystery section. No one told me that. Again, here's my name tag. Yes, I work here, but apparently I don't know how to help you find what you're looking for. So a few other questions came up like that, and it was just kind of interesting. So sometimes it's not as easy to switch positions and work with other patrons or other locations as it seemed like it would be, but it was a learning experience. It was fun. Who knows? We may have to do it again in the future.
Hi. Hi, my name is Michelle Pullman. I now work in outreach. I've also worked at Centennial Park. I got transferred to Lincoln Park. I've been with the library district 9 years. So Lincoln Park working here was an awesome experience. But my story more has to do with, this was my childhood library. My family lived a few blocks away from here, so we would walk over to Lincoln Park and get our books on a regular basis and do story times. So my story is remembering story times with Charlene. And Charlene led some of my story times as a kid. And the atmosphere here, it really installed my love of libraries and installed me wanting to get into libraries as an adult. So I remember Charlene as a child. I remember Margaret Langley as a child. And the way they did programming here, I remember some of the programming, like there was one where they brought in live snakes and we got to hold snakes. And the way the programming took place, I felt that it was something as an adult that I could do, that I could pour my interest into early childhood education and be able to give more in that setting than if I became a teacher and really plan and prepare more.
The last physical traces of Lincoln Park Library disappeared in the fall of 2016. This institution that had weathered so much change during its lifespan would now succumb to the inevitable passage of time. But while the building itself no longer exists, the memories of the library and what it represented to the people who were entertained, educated, and inspired there will persist long into the future. And for now, the Lincoln Park Library continues in its mission to serve the downtown Greeley area from its new location at 1012 11th Street. And while there might not be many memories attached to this new building yet, give it some time. Stories have a way of coming to life in the library. Thank you for listening to this episode of Weldcast. If you would like more information about the project, or you would like to participate, please visit our website at weldcast.com, or by calling 1-888-861-7323. This has been a production of the High Plains Library District.